This week in the Civil War, the appointment of Ambrose Burnside seemed to be a good choice. He was handsome and at 6 foot in height, big in build. His large face was surrounded by his heavy whiskers or sideburns, in a play on his name. He seemed dashing and brave, and he was. He also seemed to be very intelligent, but he was not. One observer said, "You have to know Burnside sometime before you realize there is not much behind his showy front." But Burnside had amassed a good record as a subordinate commander in North Carolina and as a corps commander under McClellan. He was known to be McClellan's friend, but not dominated by him. As such, Lincoln believed Burnside would be an appropriate replacement to head the Union Army of the Potomac. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.